This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The next story is posted by user Terribly Easy. For more/erotica, the title of the story is I Fucked a Cute Customer in the Dressing Room. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the story.
I wanted those in separate bags. The woman hollered at me, "How can you be so stupid? Learn to do your job." "Sorry, ma'am." I said, "I have to charge you for a second bag, and no. This is unacceptable." She cut me off. "Do what I said or I will be contacting your manager." I swallowed, suppressing my urge to slap her. To yell back, to sigh, to do anything, really, other than to not lose this job. "Yes, ma'am, I can make an exception to the policy." "I knew it," she grinned in triumph. Condescending, the least friendly grin I'd seen in. "Oh, give or take 20 minutes. Here you are, ma'am." I handed her the bags. She glowered at me. "The receipt." In the second bag, she stomped off. I glanced up, across the aisle. Over the perfumes department, through home furnishings. And out the glass door, where I could see a tiny sliver of the outside world. The end times did not appear to be upon us. So my prayers were as usual being ignored. "Rough day. I'm sorry, I need to close this." I stopped myself. The customer was young, maybe in her mid-20s. Only a little older than me. She was my height, perfectly made up, and earth-shatteringly cute. She was smiling at me. Dimples in her cheeks, a glimmer in her eye. "I can find a different counter," she said, "if you're closing up." "No, no." I stammered, "I've got time for, to help you." "Well, thank you." Her smile was mesmerizing. A golden halo around her brunette hair. It was just a trick of the store's spotlighting. "I promise I'll be nicer than that woman was." "Oh, her," I said, "don't worry about that. It was nothing. Happens all the time." "That's awful," she said, tucking her chin with a coquettish grin. "You should be treated better." I shrugged, doing my best to return her smile. I don't think of myself as much of a flirt, but I was drawn to her. And she was easy to talk to. "Yeah, well, you know, it's all about laying prostrate before the customer's every whim." "MMM, yeah, speaking of whims," she said. "I could use your opinion on something." "HRM, fitting rooms are locked," she nodded towards the sign. "And I need a man's eyes anyway. Come help me. I promise I'll be nice." She giggled. Fuck, was she cute? I followed her through the clothing racks, watching her as we went. She was slender, wearing this oversized floofy jacket and a tight skirt, long legs leading into laced-up leather boots. The dressing room attendant was nowhere to be seen. From behind the desk, I fished out a key for her. And as I pressed it into her palm, she shot me an impish grin. "Stay close. I won't be long." She picked up some hangers she must have gathered before and headed to the back. A minute later she came back wearing one of our sundresses. A pink floral print. She turned in front of the mirrors. The fabric, tight on her chest, loosened up over her hips. It swished this way and that, taking my eyes with it. "What do you think?" she said. "Boobs too obvious." I mean. I started. Her tits, they were nearly squishing out of the dress's chest. A valley of cleavage on display. "I think you can pull it off," she giggled. "I know I can take it off. The question is, am I busting out of it?" "I don't think anyone will mind," she smiled at me, another in her arsenal of flirtations. Yeah. "I don't know." Then she disappeared back into the fitting room. She returned in an elegant and sexy emerald green sheath. She angled her back to me. "Help me zip up." To help her, I had to be close. So close. I could smell her perfume, feel her aura. I was right up in her personal space. My fingers almost brushed her back as I zipped her dress. It was exhilarating. Like when the booze first kicks in and you feel like you're floating. It took me a beat to even realize that she was pressing her butt into my crotch. "It's for a wedding. A family friend," she said, our eyes meeting in the mirror. "So I'll be dancing, hopefully with a cute guy." She leaned into me. "Do you dance?" "Only until the break of dawn," she laughed, bumping her butt against me. "Good answer. It's a song lyric," I explained. She slowly twirled around, stopping when her face was inches from mine. She was adorable. "That's all right," she said. "It's still a good line." She twisted, looking down at herself. The slimming fabric clung to her limber frame. "I feel like my ass is falling out of this." "I know you don't mind," she said, grinning at me. "But my outfit must be at least slightly practical. People are supposed to be watching the bride, not staring at my panties." I raised my eyebrows. "Oh, you think I should go without?" Her tongue slid over her teeth. "Interesting idea. I'll consider that." Her lips were moist, full, so close to mine. "What would happen if I kissed her?" "One more to try," she said, turning around. I unzipped her. Then she slipped away back to the fitting room. She walked back out in a little black dress, a strapless tight piece of fabric that only stretched from chest to thigh. "Can't beat a classic, right?" she said, admiring herself in the reflection. "When you've got it, flaunt it." "Oh, you're saying I've got it?" To the mirror. Another playful grin. She was full of them. The smile on my face was natural, instinctive. "You most definitely have it. That dress was invented for you. Clear winner." "You sure?" she said. "I can see you mentally undressing me." She walked up to me. There were the cutest freckles on her bare shoulders. "What good's a dress if it's just blocking your view? Dresses are all about teasing at what's underneath," I said, "and this dress, well, it teases. So I'm teasing you." She tilted her head towards me, bright eyes piercing. "Damn, she was hot. That's cruel of me." "Not at all." "Uh-huh. You like being teased." She sidled forward until our bodies were touching. With each heartbeat, I could feel her chest press against mine. With each breath, her warmth on my face. She took my hand in hers and pulled me towards the dressing room. "Come with me. It's against company policy," I said, following her. "Really? That was a joke." I latched the door and turned around, and she was pressing her body into mine. She wrapped her arms around me, grabbing my shoulders, my ass. Her lips were locked with mine, eyes closed. And we made out with wild intensity like we'd been wanting it for years. I followed her lead, running my hands over her hips, squeezing her butt. It was ridiculous, being so intimate with a total stranger. But the desire was pure, raw. The connection organic, nothing else mattered. I pushed her back up against the wall, sliding my hand up between her legs. No panties. She was wet, so wet. And I fingered her as we kissed. She moaned and writhed, grinding her pussy against my grip. I massaged, gentle where it mattered, firmly when she needed it. "Oh my God," she mumbled, a surprised look on her face. "I'm coming, I'm coming." She grabbed my head, yanked it against hers, kissing ferociously as she panted and bucked. "How did you do that to me?" The question was rhetorical, and my only response was to press in deeper, stronger with my fingers. She whimpered, her head rolling back. "Oh, fuck." I kissed her neck, and she groaned, long and low, her fingers digging into my back. "Fuck me," she said, her tone pleading. "Fuck me." I pulled my cock out, my erection happy to be free from my pants, and lowered her to her knees. She was eager, sucking me into her lips, slickening my shaft with her mouth. She looked up, making eye contact as she blew me. She was cute before, but seeing her with my cock in her mouth was life-altering. The image burned into my psyche, a gift to carry with me forever. She sucked like a pro, pumping and slurping, her lip gloss smearing on my shaft. She pulled off only to say, "Finish however you want." I didn't have to decide. I already knew. It was what the animal part of me had wanted since I first saw her, even if the rest of me was slow to admit it. I pulled her up, turned her around, and bent her over. She arched her back as my fingers returned to her sex, finding her even wetter than when they'd left. I ran my other hand over her thin waist, up her hips, over her ass, enjoying the curves of her figure. "Do it, please," she begged. "I need it." One leg up on the bench, I guided myself into her pussy. The sight of my dick sliding into a woman puts me in such a feral mood. She gasped. She was tight, warm. It was bliss. My balls ached, demanding release. I grabbed her waist and pulled her onto me, deeper and deeper, until her ass bounced against my hips. She moaned, and so did I. I fucked her hard, pounding into her. It felt like the most natural thing.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
None of the awkwardness that I'd had screwing that sales girl in the cosmetics department. This girl and I, we fucked like we were made for each other. I knew my finish was near even before she groaned, "Fuck, I'm coming again." My dick surged, pulsing and needy. And I slammed it into her. Grunting, "Take it." My balls tensed and then I felt the spunk flow through me. Spraying inside her, I gave her another thrust. Another load launching out, and then her hand was on my sack, kneading and squeezing me empty, drained, in a daze. I finally collapsed backward, watching her clean up. She pulled the dress off. And I looked up at her in awe, even in my post-orgasm clarity. She was crazy hot. "So that was fun," she said. "Yeah." I laughed, gathering myself. "You're amazing." I watched her put her street clothes back on, pulling the pieces into place. She smiled at me. "Guess I'll be buying the black dress, then." I laughed again. "So, hey. That wedding I was telling you about." "Yeah, I need to bring a date." She grinned. "Week from Saturday." "Oh," I said. Then my eyes went wide. Oh, really?" "Yes, next Saturday. 5. I'll pick you up. Type in your number." She holds out her phone. "And name." My brain flips through all the ways I could object. That this is insane. That she doesn't know me. That she'd be bringing a stranger to a wedding. Or just that I'm busy. I've got other plans. But instead of any of that, I said, "Sounds like fun," and typed in my details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.